Antonia has been methodically cleaning the ice cream scoopers, which she's lined up all in a row. She hasn't even bothered to glance at Scott while he delivered buckets of syrup. She certainly seems different from the way she used to be. She was beautiful and snooty, but tonight she looks like something that's been left out in a storm. When he asks her the completely innocent question about the nervous breakdown, Antonia bursts into tears. She dissolves into them. She's nothing but water. She lets herself slip to the floor, her back against the freezer. Scott leaves his metal dolly and comes to kneel beside her. "A simple yes or no would have been just fine," he says. Antonia blows her nose on her white apron.
"Yes."
"I can see that," Scott tells her. "You're definitely psychiatric material."
"I thought I was in love with someone,"
Antonia explains. Tears continue to leak from her eyes. "Love," Scott says with contempt. He shakes his head, disgusted. "Love is worth the sum of itself and nothing more." Antonia stops crying and looks at him.
"Exactly,"
she agrees. At Harvard, Scott had been shocked to find out that there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people as smart as he was. He'd been getting away with murder for years, using a tenth of his brain power, and now he actually had to work. He'd been so busy competing all year, he hadn't had time for daily life. He'd repudiated things like breakfast and haircuts, the consequences of which are that he's lost 20 pounds and has shoulder-length hair, which his boss makes him tie back with a piece of leather so he doesn't offend the customers. Antonia stares at him, hard, and discovers that Scott looks completely different and exactly the same. Out in the parking lot, Scott's summer partner, who's been driving this delivery route for 20 years and has never before had an assistant who received a 790 on his verbal SATs, leans on the horn. "Work," Scott says ruefully. "Hell with a paycheck." That does it. Antonia follows him when he goes to collect his metal dolly. Her face feels hot, even though the air conditioner is switched on. "See you next week," Scott says. "You're low on hot fudge."
"You could come in before that,"
Antonia tells him. There are some things she hasn't forgotten, in spite of her depression and this mess with her Aunt Jillian and Mr. Fry. "I could," Scott agrees, realizing, before he heads for the truck, that Antonia Owens is much deeper than he would have ever imagined.